John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, Mike.
No, no, that's quite all right, dear. Your father and I were just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go screw himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a freaking prisoner while she keeps my in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. We'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone please pass me the freaking asparagus?
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up! The Don and Mike
Show. Well, hi there.
Yeah. He throws the asparagus at the wall, you know.
Hello!
Habla funny? Don Geronimo, be Mike O'Mara.
I like that one.
See. Hey, Robbie, do me a favor. Throw some of this music in machine number two.
Good.
Yeah. Two's the operative number here. Okay. We've been on vacation for 2 weeks. We're blessed with a nice 2 weeks summer vacation.
Right.
And the guys have had all that time to get a nice backlog of guests ready for us.
Good.
As it turns out, yesterday's show was so packed with us just flapping our lips, we didn't have time for a guest. I say that this guy, we'll be lucky if we can get 1 minute out of this guy.
Okay.
They got for us today. Here's the setup. He's a guy that's delivering pizzas, and he puts pictures of nude people underneath the pizza. Yeah.
But, you have to put your hands together for an entrepreneur with a good idea.
So when you get done eating the pizza, there's a naked person under there.
Yeah, well, you don't have to get done eating it, right? I mean, as soon as you open up your pizza, you got a porno picture.
I believe the porno is underneath the pizza.
Oh, that's even better.
Hello, is this Corey?
It is, yes.
Here's Corey Wildman, who is the guy behind Porno Pizza.
Pretty cool. Your name's Wildman.
Yeah, it's pretty appropriate. Yeah.
Now, Corey, do you actually have a business now where you sell pizza with porno?
Absolutely, yeah. Porno Pizza, that's the name.
Now, where are you based out of? Where do you sell your pizzas, Corey?
Right in the center of Canada, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, a Canadian. Yeah.
Now, what type of porno would I be able to get underneath my pizza?
Oh, it runs the full gamut. Everything from very softcore images to things that would make Larry Flint blush.
Wow! So you actually have real hardcore porno, and you can request the kind of porno that you get when you order your pizza?
Well, we're not taking requests just yet. Of course, that's something we'd like to be able to serve customers in that way. But right now, business is so crazy. You're going to get what you're going to get, and it leaves it as a bit of a surprise, too. It's kind of fun.
So Dom was right about the pizza. When you order the pizza,
it's underneath.
You have to eat the slices to reveal the picture, right?
That's right, yeah, slice by slice.
So usually the porno people are a little greasy by the time that's done.
We've made it with more than a minute with this guy.
Yeah. Has it really been more than a minute?
It's been more than a minute.
Oh, it hasn't been a minute yet.
Oh, I thought we'd only have a minute with you. But
well, it is. You know why?
Let's line him up for another minute.
Okay. Dom, when you were talking, I really thought it was like you lift up the pizza box and there's the picture right there.
No.
The idea of revealing it's a totally different concept and much more intriguing to me.
It's maybe the dumbest idea I've ever heard, to be honest with you. I mean, really, if you want porno, go buy a Playboy or buy Hustler. Don't buy pizza.
Say you've got a date.
Besides, what if there's like a piece of cheese right on the good part that you want to look at?
But
I guess you'd have to lick it off, I guess.
See, I'm picturing.
I ain't that horny, dude.
But what about the couple that decides, hey, you know, we've gone on two dates. We want to stay home and get pizza.
What's this?
It's like we're gonna call the porno pizza.
All right.
And now on an early date, that is a situation that would go over.
And I've got something that will turn you around on this.
Okay, go ahead.
You picture that.
Even though the porno I brought into my house last night did not go over as well as I had anticipated.
Oh, dear.
Picture that one of your sweet young daughters sees Daddy has written down pizza.
Right.
And they call and order a pizza when Daddy's not there.
Yeah.
And by the time they have the third slice, they're looking at some guy's schlong.
Well, that's when I go over to Corey's Pizza Parlor and knock him out.
Those daughters will have to be over 18 years old because that's the age majority here in Canada. And
well, how do you check that?
Unless we see the... Yeah, photo ID at the door. We've got to check it.
Oh, so you check the IDs.
Now, here's a question. Okay. Is this a round pizza or a square pizza?
Oh, it's a round pizza.
I don't know why that's making me laugh.
Well, because if you could take squares out, then it's more of a game of strategy.
This is a dumb idea.
No, it's not.
It's a pretty good idea.
I swear to God, if it's such a good idea, go ahead and invest. Do you have franchises available?
Let's find out how good an idea is. How is it going over?
How's business?
Right, oh, sales been great.
Another minute.
We really only started up about 3 weeks ago, and we're already keeping pace with restaurants that have been in business about 10 years.
Wow. So how many pies are you selling, like, on a Friday night?
Oh, if we actually sat back and counted it, it's hard to
that's what most, but, what most business people do is count things that they sell. I know you don't like.
No.
I know that you don't.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I get enough sadness being here all week.
That gives you an idea of how busy we are. We haven't had time to stop. In fact, I'm hiring everybody I meet on the street as more drivers and cooks because we're not keeping up. That's
all right,
why.
How do you put the porno on the pizza box? I mean, what kind of – is it a quality picture?
It's a quality of picture that you could hang in your living room if you were so inclined.
Where do they come from?
Yeah, where do you find the porno?
Is it cut out from magazines?
No. We have a deal with one of the largest online content providers in North America.
Oh, so, there you go.
Good for you.
So when you... go
even
ahead.
Even more so, we're really looking at exploring local models. We want this to be a local thing. I think
brilliant.
Listen, I love pizza and I love porno, but I'm sorry. If you're that hard up, no pun intended.
It's not the hard up. It's not. You're thinking about, like you always do, the release. That's what you're thinking of. You are not thinking of the actual fun of the sexual thing.
Who wants to look at boobs when you're eating pizza? I don't.
It would be hysterical. If you're with a group of guys and somebody says, hey, I'm calling porno pizza, and then everybody takes a slice and you're looking at it, it's funny. Okay.
I'm in the minority.
Come on.
I am in the minority.
Uh-huh. Come on now. It's fun.
Are the pictures grease-proof?
Jesus Christ, why don't you just whack it?
We haven't had an issue with grease staining on the pictures.
Are you serious? Why don't you just get some Vaseline and go in the bathroom?
If the pizza's
up a copy of the Sears catalog.
You know, if the pizza's greasy, you won't need Vaseline.
Exactly.
Well, I would think if you were a couple and you ordered this pizza and it was kind of an erotic picture, you know, you'd laugh. Oh,
so
that's the silliest thing.
She'd go,
it would get her thinking.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She'd have a piece of the pizza. She'd go, you know what? I wasn't thinking about it, but now I really want to S your D.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Now you've got it.
Have you been contacted yet by Real Sex?
I'm sorry, by who?
The HBO. Real Sex program.
It's an HBO show in the States.
Not yet, but I've been contacted by a couple other similar shows that air here in Canada. Ah. So.
You should offer a sex act with the pizzas.
Wait a minute. Now here you were lambasting. So now you're turning this into prostitution?
Yes. Yes. Let's go all the way with it, Mike.
Go all the way.
All the way with
it. Here he is with this sweet, innocent Christian business.
Fast life.
Yeah.
And he's Canadian.
And now you want to turn it into a brothel. Know.
This sickens me.
<I knew it
would. laughs> No, I just think it's just... maybe the dumbest idea I've heard today. But good luck to you,
You know,
sir.
What? The business has been going like crazy. That's why most of my time, like I said, is spent right now working franchise deals and also hiring for my own shops as well.
Now, how many do you have right now? How many pizza joints do you have?
Well, I've got one in operation now. We're opening up another two within the next, probably I'm looking at about a month, and we've got franchise deals closing every day. So,
all right. Well, would you like to give out a website or anything where anybody could get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just simply pornopizza.ca, and there's an email link to myself down at the bottom.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for being on the show, Corey. Good luck.
Okay.
Good luck with your porno pizza.
All right.
Good
thanks.
Thing for you. There's so many stupid, horny people out there.
Hi.
Seriously.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I know. You know, with Buzz, I expect it with Buzz. Mike, somehow that... It saddens me.
But I'm not looking at
it. It saddens me that you're going to get a chubby because you got a pizza that's got a naked girl underneath.
I'm not looking at it as the chubby factor. No. I'm looking at it as the novelty factor.
Right.
And I'm looking at it because it's pizza.
Yeah, and Rob's looking at it because it's pizza.
Don't you see there's something for everybody?
It's not anchovy.
Oh. You know, hey, but do you not agree, Rob? No matter how good the porn, the pizza's got to be pretty good.
It's
got
to be good. It's got to be good.
If that's you're going to do this, you got to have good pizza.
Oh, right. And good
porn. And you know what the most important thing is? The cheese.
I didn't order roast beef.
The cheese is the most important part.
What if there's a hair in your pizza?
Oh.
You expect that.
That's a bad idea, folks.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I think we all ought to invest. Take off to the great
white north. Take off. All right. Well, there you go.
And free health care.
Exactly. But who needs it?
Or is what I'm hearing from everybody now, because when I talked to him about that Michael Moore movie, Sicko, they said, you wait. This is what people say. I swear, I've heard it like 3 times. You wait 8 months for a CAT scan.
I've heard it.
I've heard it like 150 times.
I heard
times.
It on the Today program.
8 months for a CAT scan.
2 years for an X-ray.
Yeah, but porno pizza.
In 30 minutes.
Michael Moore would order porno pizza.
Yeah, but he wouldn't even look at the picture.
he'd
inhale. He'd eat the picture.
Do you think his arms are long enough for him to work it?
No, I don't think so.
He has a wand.
Do you think he has to hire somebody, or do you think he has to use one of those wands?
He has a wand.
Have the wand.
He's got a hand wand. A special hand wand.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hold on just 1 second.
Yeah.
You have a really good sense of smell, almost like a dog.
Yes.
Do you smell anything right now?
I do. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't fart.
No, I know what I smell. I swear to God, I know what I smell.
What is it? What is it?
It's something I don't like.
That's right.
It's something that shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be around. It's something that it's repelling me.
Rob wants to know, how was your porno received? That's a good question. Thank you, Robbie.
Because
Buzz gave Mike porno and you brought it home
porno,
last night.
You know what I got with
I
the
thought
porno?
He sucked.
The porno was not received. You know, that's the whole point.
I'm sorry to hear
the
that.
The porno was just like, I had to hide the porno and then sneak a peek at it when she was downstairs.
She
didn't want to join me in viewing the porno.
Buzz bought Mike a bunch of porno, and Mike was going to bring it home
it's such good stuff.
And lay it on Carla last
it's
night.
It's such quality stuff.
It is.
And you know what she said when I said that? I said, but it's really, and then I realized what an ass I was sounding like.
No.
I said, it's really, but this is really good quality. She's like, yeah, right.
Oh, that's
yeah, great. I'm sure. She said something like, yeah, I'm sure it's really classy. So that was the end of that.
It
I'm
is.
Still going to try to maybe have her participate in a viewing.
I never had to use a movie to get a chick to lay me.
Oh, no, it's not about that.
To ball you?
What?
Sure
Excuse
is.
Me.
It's totally about that, Buzz.
Well, thanks a lot. That's not what I was doing.
Sure you were.
No, I wasn't.
That's why guys order porno pizzas so girls will sleep with them.
So you're still on the porno pizza kick.
Of course
you
I
know?
Am.
You've got you know what? You're getting. You know what? In your old age, you're getting uptight. You're
I
getting uptight
not.
In your old age.
I am not.
You are just. You know what? You ought to go up to Amish country. Grow yourself one of those little beards there because
Please.
You're all uptight. You
Jesus
know?
Christ. There's DNA all over my house. I have sex all the time, everywhere. Everywhere. I love sex.
Pizza.
How about this, Mike?
What? Prude. You're a prude. That's what you are. You're a prude.
I'm not a prude.
You're a total prude.
Get a piece of lasagna and put it on the DVD and bring it to her.
Shut up.
Pasta porno.
You know what that smell is, Mike? Let's get back to that smell.
Well, that? I know what that smell is.
Say it.
I don't even want to say his name. I really don't, but he's here.
He's
oh,
here.
God, it's Murphy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about someone who would order porno pizza? Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, you got to eat the slice with one hand, and you know, it's kind of a tragedy right there.
I meant no disrespect. I know a lot of guys are going to call now and give me a hard time about that. It's always struck me as, you know, I mean, first off, if you got a naked chick in front of you and you can't get aroused, that's a problem. And if you've got to put a movie on, like to show your, not that you were doing this, but to show your chick like what to do.
Uh-huh. Like, that's not what I'm doing.
Not what porno was invented for when the chick isn't there.
You might be right about that. I'm not going to disagree with that. I thought it would be kind of exciting. And it just it wasn't received well.
Yeah,
and I didn't think she doesn't like watching it. And most women don't like watching it with the guy. I think there are women that watch it by themselves. I really do.
I think it was made for
it's a solo activity. And you know what? It is a solo activity. And I've resigned myself to that fact. I don't think it's something. And you know what? I think that really this is no disrespect to women that might get together with their husbands and and watch it a lot. But it's just, I don't know. It's a type of woman that does that.
Really?
You know, it's I think that they're
what type?
You know, I don't know.
Skeezy type.
Uh-huh. Skeezy. I didn't say skeezy.
Because you know what it is. Most guys get their chicks to watch it, and they go, see what she's doing? Why don't you try that on me? You know what you can do? Why don't you just ask her to do it?
Yeah, you can do that.
Ask her to do it without the goddamn tape. Mm-hmm. Besides, don't you feel like emasculated watching some of those guys?
No.
I mean, it's like...
No.
So there's like Peter North.
I mean, it's like, you know, she's watching that.
Well, movie. I mean, I really... Then, do know, I so, feel so inadequate?
She's watching him, and then she looks at you, and you look like a newborn baby compared to Peter North. I mean, really.
She feels the same way about the women she sees in the film as well.
Ah, Buzz. I don't know. You're a screwed up hippie.
I know. I'm a mess.
You are a total mess.
Rob just said, get her drunk. Why has this turned into me not having a good sex life? I beg to differ. This was just a gift that was given to me.
Because you had to bring porno home.
But I didn't have to bring... Buzz gave me porno for my birthday, and I brought it home, and that was the big joke. I don't know how it's going to be received. I didn't want to hide it.
What did I tell you yesterday? Hide the porno.
Well, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't hide it because I walk in the door. She's waiting in the kitchen when I come walking in.
Christ, I lied.
Dinner on the table.
I lied to Janet about that. You know, she's walked into my TV room and seen the box hiding behind the Xbox. There's a the same type cardboard box that Buzz ordered for me and you,
right?
And it has 8 different DVDs in it. Uh-huh. Handies Across America. Mm-hmm. She comes in the room. She's actually done this. She's actually picked this. She goes, since I've been in your life, you don't watch these, do you? And I look her right in the face and I go, no, I don't.
No need.
And then as soon as she leaves, uh-huh, I watch it.
Hit play.
It's for daddy.
Well, you remember weeks and weeks and weeks ago when we had the discussion, I've been caught twice. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
I talked about it on the air.
Oh, okay.
I think I talked about it once.
Once I remember, yes.
Yeah, I've been caught. So they, you know, that lie won't work at all.
What is this?
This is a helpful hint from Matt.
Matt writes, Mike should try easing her into it with softcore.
Well, that's what this is. It's actually erotic.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute, Buzz. Hold on. Matt, how the hell old are you?
You want to get sex advice from Matt the Pollock.
Look at
Matt,
the handwriting.
Look at him.
Look
at the handwriting, too.
Please don't send in cards with your retarded handwriting. Just like, you know how I said, remember when I beat you today earlier? Yeah. When you were reading my magazines?
How could I forget?
All right, that's the same exact thing. I'm gonna, you know, if you were standing here and showing me that card, I'd beat you again.
I was just trying to help.
All right, please, no help necessary.
Dumb intern.
Matt, ease her into it. No,
I've always found that the lady finds it a compliment if you say, I need no arousal other than you. Mm-hmm. Darling, take off those things. Be my personal porno. Mm-hmm. Now, take care of daddy.
Okay, Casanova.
Take it off.
There you go. Hey, we can use the late Barry White, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
There you go. Always.
Then you take it off.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Barry White. I just know that, ladies. If you're out there thinking about being boned by anybody on the show, I wouldn't need anything. I would just need you. That's all I need. Just a hot piece of ass. God, I'm romantic.
You'd lie about the porn.
Of course.
I just know that.
Of course, but I'm honest about lying about it.
Always have.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
That's right. If Janet's listening right now, she knows that you lied to her about
the
porn.
And even when I lie to her, she knows I'm lying to her. She, right. It's like the trick question. Mm-hmm. Do I look fat in this?
Right.
There is no winning answer to that.
That's right.
Do you watch porn? There's no easy answer to that. And please, all you hoary women now, don't call the show and say, oh, your girlfriends are so uptight. Listen, I don't think Janet would have a problem with it, really. Mm-hmm. I don't think Frida would have had a problem with it, really. I'm the guy that's got a problem with it.
Well, I'm just feeling a little inadequate, maybe, lately. And, you know, because when we got off the auto train and I couldn't shower, Carla said again that I smelled like baby.
Oh, no.
You know, that pukey diaper smell. Said you smell like baby.
Maybe she likes that.
No, she doesn't like that.
She didn't want to bone you. Huh?
No. Oh. For a few days after
you
that.
You smelled like baby.
Smelled like baby. Yep. Right behind my ear. Smelled like baby.
That's why you had to bring those porno tapes
home. I brought the porno home because it was a gift.
It's
your stroke tapes.
I bet you have more than I do.
I guarantee you I do. I will copy
that. What would
that
be your total right now?
Because
Buzz gave me an incredible gift. Buzz, I can only imagine what that cost. That's an expensive bunch of porno you gave
me. It was worth it.
I probably got it over the years from Buzz. I'm not kidding. 25 DVDs.
Wow.
I got about 25 real high quality ones.
Yeah, good. You gave me like 10.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. The whole package.
The whole complete Andrew Blake collection.
The whole tray?
The whole tray.
High quality erotic art.
And it's all great.
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
It's all good stuff. I mean, I don't know if it all is. I've just scratched the surface.
Oh, it's all good.
So to speak. I mean, I like porno. Don't get me wrong. I like porno. I love porno. I just like having sex with my girlfriend as well.
So do I. I absolutely.
Well, so do I.
I was actually like trying to bring the two together.
Nah.
But that's just not going to happen in my house.
You're mixing dangerous worlds.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Worlds are colliding.
There we agree.
You and I do not live the life of Buzz.
No, we don't. True.
You understand what I'm saying?
He is a free love, open-minded, that's the way it is.
Free or reasonably priced.
Buzz watches porno in church.
Porno?
No, Buzz has worked it in church.
You won't find me there. Actually, I never have.
Porno is his church.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Amen.
The church of the porno mind.
That's right. All ye great Andrew Blake.
Church of the porno mind.
I mean, not to sound like Opie and Anthony, but I have had sex in a church. Have you?
No, of course not.
I think we talked about this. No, I haven't either.
No.
How about you?
Does a temple count?
You're funny.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Rob. Very good.
You're funny.
Very nice. Very clever. Very clever, Rob.
This is crazy.
Yes. Rob's right. Part Jewish.
So
he hates it when I say that.
I love it.
He's what are you, 1/8 Jew?
Yeah, exactly. 12.5%.
Very good.
Self hate thing.
12.5%.
What are the other percentages?
Cherokee Indian.
Right. You know, you want to look Rob up? He's got the exact same genetic makeup as Wayne Newton.
This gentleman is
watches pornography.
He's basically a Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors of ethnicity.
This gentleman
right here.
All right, guys.
And Rob's had the same amount of plastic surgery.
Let me see. All right, Dennis P. Murphy is here. Ah. He was out in Sacramento making personal appearances on his own behalf.
Boo!
And he's here to tell us about his trip.
Boo!
Yeah. We hate his guts.
Boo!
And he's next.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.